There's a question about Madhurya and Aishwarya. Sweetness and intimacy and simplicity and nearness and grandeur and majesty and opulence and formality and distance. How do they work together? What's the interplay? So someone asked a question. In the book Madhava Mahotsav by Jiva Goswami, we see a rather elaborate Aishwarya aspect of Radharani's coronation as Queen of Vrindavan. She was bathed by all the devis and heavenly planets in 9 different royal baths. So Madhurya Leela is founded and based on Aishwarya. So why is Aishwarya appear in Krishna's Braj Leela? It's to remind us not to make a mistake and to think that Radha Krishna's pastimes are just some teenage boy and girl love affairs. Because the pastimes of Radha Krishna and a mundane teenage boy and material teenage girl look very similar. So there's a good possibility, because of our past samskaras in our hearts, to make this mistake. As sarkas, we always have to keep in mind that Krishna is Supreme Ishwar. He has all the majesty. And besides, some devotees like Aishwarya, so there's also Aishwarya shown in Goloka.